Thank you, Brother David, and thank you, Brother Richard, for your prayer. I bring you love from the remaining Vancouver brethren, from Vancouver class, and special love from Sarah, our daughter, and her husband, Marcin. I would like to draw your attention to one of the biblical examples from New Testament. And despite the fact that most likely it is a fictional story, it has a very deep ethical meaning. I'm sure we are all familiar with the parable of the prodigal son. But today we will call it the parable of the discontent brother. And it is found in the Luke chapter 15. And we won't read it because most likely you know all of it by heart. And this is a very peculiar and personal parable. And when we listen to it, we automatically identify ourselves with its characters. In this story, we have two brothers. Which one of those two is easier for you to identify with? With the older one or with the younger brother? For me personally, it's the younger brother because I'm a younger brother. And I left the country to go to faraway land. Can we even begin to imagine how difficult it was for him to return home? The list of his sins was very long and colorful. Just try to imagine their first meal together at home. Probably the father sat at the table, his older brother and younger brother across the table, maybe some close friends and family. The father probably will turn to his son, to his younger son, and he will ask, "Would you please give a prayer?" The next day, the father would take his son to the neighborhood, to the neighbors or to the village. "Do you remember my son? This is my son." Can we even imagine those handshakes? It is not easy to live in a distant country, but to coming home is not easy either. And it is not easy, not because of the father, but because of the brother. When we listen to the story, we so easily see ourselves as the son who went away and now returns into the arms of his loving father. But it is so much harder to see ourselves as the older brother. But when we read the verse 25, it is so much good that we can say that is say about this older brother. While younger brother was wasting wealth in a distant country, the older son remained with his father. His loyalty deserved respect. If we would ask in a village what people think of him, with certainty he will get a good report. "This is a good son." Someone perhaps will add, "But not the other one. The other one is good for nothing. He broke his father's heart." The older son was hardworking, loyal, and respectable young man. When the younger brother returned home, the older brother was working hard on the field. We as Christians, we should cultivate the qualities of the older brother: obedience, loyalty, servitude. Yet, in this parable, Jesus gives preference to this prodigal who was too bad, but not to the one who was too good. Here, Jesus revealed not only those who have sin and repentance, but also exposed those who trust in their own righteousness. The difference between the younger and the older brother lies in the fact that one depended on the mercy of his father, and the other considered with himself that he deserved it. Despite the fact that the older brother was always loyal to his father, he allowed that his faithfulness give birth to pride and bitterness against his brother. Grace misunderstood often can lead to jealousy. This older brother complained not against his prodigal brother, but he complained against his father and his mercy. May this never be, that our faithfulness, our obedience will harden our hearts. What time is it? Our task today as good sons is to be good brother. James 5:9. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourself may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing at the door. And now some of my thoughts will overlap with Brother Peter's thoughts. Because the longer I live, the more I'm convinced that life is less about what happened to us and more about how we respond. It takes life wisdom to be less reactive, less judgmental, but more understanding and gentle, and more rely on the mercies of our Heavenly Father than on our own sense of righteousness. We often spend a great deal of time to be preoccupied with thoughts of others, of worrying and concentrating over things that cannot be changed or done in our lives. Then, instead of giving attention to the one thing that we can control, and we can control quite easily, our choice of attitude. Please remember, our objective today as good sons is to be a good brother. May Lord grant you this grace. And I would like to ask Brother Chris Kensley to come forward.